This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
A couple of questions for all the Bitcoin cult members out there. How much is your Bitcoin worth after, let's say, an EMP weapons attack takes out the power grid? Oh, zero. That's right. Yeah, it goes to zero because it's not real and you have to have electricity in order to get to it or buy it or sell it. Now, it's just not just an EMP attack, which North Korea has threatened to launch against the United States, of course. It's also the sun sending out solar flares on a regular basis. A NASA study says that there is about a 10% chance of a grid-killing solar flare, what's called a coronal mass ejection, CME, event, about a 12% chance every 10 years. So let's just call that roughly 1% chance per year. So in other words, there's a 1% chance per year of you losing all your Bitcoin. That doesn't sound like a very stable store of value, does it? Especially when you consider that gold and silver are impervious to EMP attacks, solar flares, power grid failures, social chaos, rioting, you name it, gold and silver are still gold and silver. That's right. It's because gold and silver are elements on the table of elements, which means they are made by exploding stars. In essence, they are cosmic elements. They exist throughout the universe, and you can't destroy gold on anything short of a fusion reaction, exploding stars, that kind of thing. So yeah, there you could make it a heavier element, or maybe you could split it and make it a lighter element. But anything short of exploding stars or atomic explosions, gold is gold. But Bitcoin can't survive any of that stuff. Grid down, EMP attack, nuclear war, power grid failure that's ongoing. It's not worth anything because it's not even real. I mean, at least the paper fiat currency is, you still have paper. Even if the grid is down, you can still take paper currency out from underneath your mattress and you can go buy stuff with it because people still have some faith in the paper currency. And I understand that most currency is digital at this point. Most money is digital. But you can still have a backup plan of paper money. And it's still usable in a scenario, in a collapse event or war. Whereas Bitcoin is not, because unless you can get to Bitcoin, it's worth nothing. There are all kinds of events that Bitcoin cannot survive. And it's a new concept of cryptocurrency. And yet the people who are pushing it think that, oh my God, it's revolutionary. It's going to replace all the money in the world. And nothing could ever go wrong because nothing's ever gone wrong before with Bitcoin, even though it's only been around a few years. What could possibly go wrong? Well, here's something else that could go wrong. There's a new company now that is lending people money to buy homes and using their Bitcoin balances. Yeah, using their Bitcoin balances as the asset against which the home loan is offered. So their slogan is, you don't have to sell your Bitcoin, just borrow against it to buy a home. All right, you got that? So here we go. Not only is Bitcoin in a bubble itself, but homes and real estate are in a bubble as well. So when one bubble crashes, let's say the home bubble crashes again, which it's going to at some point, and then people panic, and all of a sudden they have to sell their Bitcoin in order to pay back the lender to restore the correct loan ratio on a home that's dropping in value. You do know that your loans can be partially recalled, right? Like if you borrow, let's say you borrow $100,000. No, let's say you buy a $100,000 home from bank lending money. They lend you $80,000. but the home's worth $100,000, you put $20,000 down, right? I'm just using $100,000 as an example number. Well, the bank will only let you have 80% loan max on that home. Now, let's say the housing market goes against you and that the value of that home drops to $50,000. Well, the bank is only willing to be on the hook for 80% of the current value of the home, which would be $40,000 in that case. But you borrowed $80,000 from them to buy the house before the price crashed. So the bank can call you up and say, you got to pay us $40,000 in cash now just to keep the loan, to keep your home. Otherwise, we're going to call the whole thing in. They can do that. And they have done that. And I don't know what the arrangements are with this Bitcoin lending company, but it's probably something similar. So when your house starts crashing, people are going to start selling Bitcoin like mad in order to restore the loan ratios on the homes that they've bought by borrowing against their cryptocurrency balances. So it's not hard to imagine how that's going to be a cascading, you know, multiplying domino effect of total catastrophe. I mean, these are signs of the bubble, okay? When everybody is betting on things going up forever, that's usually when it's all about to hit the fan. That's when things have become irrational, you know, irrational exuberance. That's when things have gone a little bit crazy out there. And you're going to see the turnaround pretty soon after that, usually. I mean, in the dot-com boom, it took a couple of years. I started seeing the insanity around 1997, 98. I was warning people in 98. And it took until like 2000, 2001 for the whole thing to come tumbling down. So, yeah, I admit sometimes I can be 2 or 3 years early on these things, just because I notice these signs ahead of most people. But I'm seeing the signs now on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general, but especially Bitcoin, which has gone up like crazy, even though nothing has inherently made it any better. In fact, it's already sort of obsolete. There are better cryptocurrencies out there that exist already. You know, there are over 1,000 of them now. And Bitcoin, they talk about, oh, it's got all this scarcity, but there's no real scarcity when somebody can create another cryptocurrency instantly, that's better than Bitcoin. So where's the scarcity? There isn't one. Someone could create a whole new cryptocurrency. I mean, gold is scarce for reasons of physics and geology and effectively chemistry. There's built-in scarcity in gold because it's a physical element that's hard to get. But Bitcoin isn't hard to get. I mean, something like it, you could just create another one. Create a whole new cryptocurrency. And do an ICO and launch your crypto idea, and people start buying into it, and you've got 10 million coins, boom, just created out of nothing. So that can happen as well. So don't believe the Bitcoin hype, folks. I mean, yeah, it could go a lot higher before the big fallout begins, but that fallout is coming. I'm warning you over and over again, telling you, beware. The signs are out there that this is a massive speculative bubble market, and people are going to get hurt bad by Bitcoin. Read my website, bitcoincrash.news or bitraped.com to learn more. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Don't throw all your money at Bitcoin. You're going to get hurt if you do that. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.